Shalom, everybody! Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh, but I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Bechukotai. This Aliyah has six psukim, and in it we hear about Maser Sheni, the second tithe, and also about Maser Behema, the tithe of animals, which I'll explain in a moment. But with these two mitzvos, we thank God, conclude Sefer Vayikra. Now, just as mentioned a second ago, our parsha and all of Sefer Vayikra end with two mitzvos. One is Maser Sheni, and one is Maser Behema. We are commanded to take a tenth of our crops and give it to a Levi. That's called Maser Rishon. Our Aliyah talks about a second Maser, Maser Sheni, where we are commanded in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle to take another tenth of our crops and eat that in Yerushalayim. In our Aliyah, we also hear about Maser Behema. We need to take a tenth of our kosher cattle, cows, sheep, goats, and that are born in each year. And we've got to take that tenth and eat it in Yerushalayim after the fat and the blood have been offered on the Mizbeach. And we have to ask a general question. Why would the Torah end Sefer Vayikra specifically with these two mitzvos, Maser Sheni and Maser Behema? And more specifically, something about these two mitzvos seems strange. I'm eating the food anyway. I'm eating those crops and those animals anyway. Why do I have to go all the way to Yerushalayim to eat my own food? I'm not eating your food, I'm eating my food. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The Sefer HaChinuch, we're not entirely sure who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we know it was written in the 13th century. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach, in Mitzvah 360, talks about the Mitzvah of Maaser Behema, and in Mitzvah Taf Ayin Dalid, in Mitzvah 474, we hear about the mitzvah of Maser Sheni. And the Sefer HaChinuch says that the reason for both mitzvos is the same, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Hashem chose Bnei Yisrael to be His nation, and He wanted us to be engaged in Torah and wisdom and to work to know God and to bring God into this world as much as possible. Yerushalayim is the center of Torah knowledge in Israel. The Sanhedrin sits there. Great people sit and learn and discuss the Torah there and its applications in the world. Torah conversations happen in Yerushalayim. Torah learning happens in Yerushalayim. Again, application of halacha happens here, etc., etc. And therefore, there are many mitzvos, including Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema, where we are commanded to go to Yerushalayim and quite literally hang out there. Those are, of course, my words, not the Sefer HaChinuch's, but we're commanded to be there, to spend time there, to interact with the people there, and we will bring our spouse and our family there too, and then we go back to our homes, wherever they may be, bringing our newfound love for Torah, our newfound knowledge in Torah, our newfound experiences in Torah. We bring them back to our families and to our friends and our community. And through all this activity and interaction and through all these experiences and conversations, Torah will be spread throughout the land. That is the Sefer HaChinuch on these two mitzvos and the reasoning behind these two mitzvos. And perhaps one can suggest that this is the message that Hashem wants us to finish Sefer Vayikra with. Building the Mikdash that we've heard about in Sefer Shmot is amazing, incredible. It's not enough. The Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which we heard about in Sefer Vayikra, is incredible, required. But even that is not enough. We're not completely done. We need one more thing. We need to bring the Mikdash into our homes. We need to bring the Avoda into our homes. It's not enough to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not enough to bring Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not enough to learn Torah with all the experiences in Aliyah LaRegel or whenever we bring a Korban. That's beautiful, important, incredible, central to our Avoda, but it's not enough. We must bring it back into our lives, into our homes, into the office, into the gym, into the supermarket, into our shuls, into our communities, wherever they may be. It's a powerful, powerful message that we have to hear at the end of Sefer Vayikra before we begin Sefer Bamidbar. Learn Torah, experience Torah, be in Yerushalayim, experience Yerushalayim. And if you happen to not live there, bring it home wherever you may be. It's a powerful message we need to hear at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Chazak, chazak, v'nitchazek. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.